Okay, let's get cracking. We are beginning the fifth parak today of Maseches Brachos as we begin Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ein omdin lehispal el mitoch kovid rosh. A person shouldn't daven unless he has kovid rosh, unless he has a certain sense of seriousness about him. He has to understand the seriousness behind the activity that he's about to engage in, behind talking to Hashem. Why should one have this sense of seriousness when davening? So Bar Tanura points out, the pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, which tells us, "If du es Hashem beyira," that a person should serve Hashem beyira, and the greatest way of serving Hashem is davening. So therefore, you should daven with a certain sense of yira, with a certain sense of fear and seriousness. But what's interesting is that there's also a famous pasuk that I'm sure many of us are familiar with. We say it every single day in Mizmor Lesoda, that's part of davening, of Ivdu Es Hashem Besimcha, that you're supposed to serve Hashem Besimcha. So which one is it? Are we supposed to serve Hashem Beyira, with fear, with seriousness, or Besimcha, or with a sense of happiness? Some of the Mefarshim point out that this Mishnah is saying, Ein Omdin Lehispalel El Mitoch Kovid Rosh, that a person should only stand up for davening, prepare for davening, get ready for davening, with a certain sense of seriousness. But once he actually begins davening, that's when the Simcha should take effect, realizing the amazing opportunity that he has, like we keep mentioning, to speak to Hashem, to have a conversation with the Creator of the world. It's an opportunity for Simcha, it's an opportunity for joy. So there's yira, there's fear, there's seriousness as we prepare for davening. But once we actually start davening, we should transition ourselves to having a sense of simcha, to having a sense of joy. Continues the Mishnah. Chasidim harishonim, hayushohim sha'achas umispalalim. The holy, righteous people used to wait 1 hour before davening, and then they would pray. But before davening, they would focus and think, what are we here to do? What are we here to accomplish? So they can have the proper kavana and direct their hearts towards Hashem. It would take them 1 hour before davening to come and to start thinking about Hashem and the relationship with Him that they were looking to have. So we don't have to get to davening an hour before, but it's certainly a good idea, if possible, to get to davening a minute before, 2 minutes before, to think a little bit about that which we are about to do, the conversation that we are about to have. Continues the Mishnah, Afilu Hamelach Shaul B'Shlomo. Even a king who comes over to you and asks you, how are you doing? Lo yeshivenu. You should not respond to him. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You should not respond to a king who comes over to you and to see how you are doing. Va'afilu nachash karuch ala kevo. Even if you have a snake wrapped around your heel, lo yafsik. In this case as well, you should not interrupt the Shemona Esrei. You should focus on the Shemona Esrei nevertheless. Now obviously, as the Mefarshim point out, if it's a situation of danger where this king will kill you if you don't respond, or where the snake is a poisonous snake that Chas V'Shalom might bite you and kill you, obviously you should interrupt the Shemona Esrei, right? Respond to the king, get rid of the snake. But we're talking about a snake. Let's just, you know, it's not going to kill you. It's just a little bit of a nuisance. It's annoying. We should still focus on our Shemona Esrei. A lot of times when you're in davening, you'll see a bug fly and a spider, everyone go crazy and jump up and down. The fact is, we should try to focus on what we're doing and not let any other Yetzer Haros, let other distractions get in the way of our conversation, of our relationship with Hashem. Mishnah Beis. Mazkirin Gevuros Geshem B'tchias HaMeisim. This Mishnah I was going to discuss various things that we add into our Shemona Esrei throughout the year and throughout the week. Mazkirin Gevuros Geshem B'tchias HaMeisim. That we should mention Gevuros Geshem, the strength of rain. What does that mean to mention the strength of rain? That means, say, Mashif HaRuach Morit HaGeshem. In what part of davening do we add Mashif HaRuach B'tchias HaMeisim? In the bracha of Mechaye Mesim, in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, that we enter Mashiv Haruach. V'shoal in Hageshem, in where do we ask for rain? Namely say, V'sein Talu Matar Livracha. B'birkas Hashanim, in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, where we ask for parnas, where we ask for sustenance. That's where we say, V'sein Talu Matar Livracha. Now we should just know that here it just says what bracha to mention, but if we mention these things in, but if we look in the Maseches Ta'anit, the Maseches Tainis, there they will mention when we start saying these things, but here for now, in Maseches Brachos, we're just discussing the bracha that we mentioned it, that we added into. The Havdalah B'chonin Hadas, and says the Tanakama, we say Havdalah, Atachon, Antanu, in addition that we mentioned in Motzei Shabbos, as we're transitioning from Shabbos to Chol, to the weekday, Havdalah we say in the bracha of Chonein Hadas, in the bracha of Atachonein. Now there are a few reasons that might account, that might explain why we make Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonein. Certainly we make Havdalah as a family, or as a community, or as by ourselves in our homes with the wine and with the besamim and with the ash and so on, with the fire. But we also say it in Shmona Esrei, right? And it's a machlokes, where exactly in Shmona Esrei do we add Havdalah? So according to the Tanakam, we say an Atachonein, and perhaps it's because that's the first regular Chol bracha. Right after the first three brachos, the first regular bracha that we're making is Atachonein, and therefore right away, we add Havdalah into that bracha. Another explanation is Atachonein is all about das, it's all about knowledge, it's all about being able to differentiate, to distinguish between things, and we are in Havdalah, being a mavdil, being kodesh lechol, we're separating, we're distinguishing, we're differentiating between kodesh, between holiness of Shabbos, and the chol, and the regular aspects of the weekday. So that's why, according to the Tanakam, we add Havdalah in Chonin Hadas. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no! Omra bracha revis b'fnei atzma, says Rabbi Akiva, no, we should say Havdalah as its own separate bracha in Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, behoda. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we should say Havdalah as part of Modim, where we thank Hashem for things, we're thanking Hashem, and we should add Havdalah there. We certainly, as I'm sure many of us know, Paschal like the Tanakama, and we add Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonein. Quick review. Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph told us how we should approach davening. We should approach davening with a sense of seriousness and yira. During davening, we should, they quoted the Hasidim Harishonim, would show in Sha'a Achas, they would wait a whole hour to prepare themselves, to direct their hearts towards Hashem, to remember that which they were looking to do and that which they were looking to be during davening. And the Mishnah just concluded by telling us that even a king or a snake, or really we should try to the best of our ability not to interrupt Shmona Esrei, even for things that may seem like a distraction, that may seem like something that may take our mind off of our Shmona Esrei. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Beis just described to us the various brachos in which we add certain parts, Mashiv Aruach, Vesein Telematar, and Havdalah. Have a great day.